Harald, thank you very much. Warm welcome also from my side. My name is Markus Held. I'm responsible for the global EGCAM business. I'm happy to be back in Chicago. It's not that long like Harald has indicated. I think I've met a few or most of you here 3 years ago. And we're obviously very excited and looking forward to talk about a topic that is challenging, that is interesting, that is, I think, sometimes also controversial. And we would really encourage you to use that opportunity to challenge us on our assumptions, but also on our strategy with regard to sustainable farming and how and what is our contribution. As Harald has mentioned, we have a vast network of technical expertise which in the research field, and we believe with those competencies, with that expertise, we are well positioned in agricultural solutions to make our contribution to improve sustainable farming in the future, and that's what I'm trying to address in my brief presentation this morning. Now, challenges to the farmer. Obviously, yield productivity and improving income to farmer is one of the main drivers for professional farming around the globe. But as you can see here and depicted on the slide, there's a few other challenges farmers are facing. A changing regulatory environment across the world, high volatility from the commodity markets, financial markets, and risk associated with the volatility around the globe, but also resource management and how farmers can really manage that business successfully in the future. Now, in 2011, we've done a fairly extensive farm perspective survey, altogether about 6,000 consumers in six different countries, and 1,800 farmers were interviewed. And basically, in a lot of countries, very similar findings as depicted on the slide here. So, first of all, farmers' view on consumers' perception on modern farming. And you can see here that 87% of the farmers believe consumers are not aware of their needs and their challenges. And vice versa, consumers, and that's perhaps good news, bad news, consumers, about 84% believe that farmers are facing many, many challenges. So there's clearly a gap existing today between the farming operation, the farm perspective, and consumer needs and expectations, and that is largely driven by changing consumer attitudes and changing tastes as well. So a couple of challenges that are really far beyond the old thinking of farming, which we believe we have an obligation and a responsibility. Now, another key couple of messages from that farm perspective survey. The most important topics highlighted by farmers, by U.S. farmers in this context here, 61% more environmentally friendly products, but also more education, more product training, and that's where we as BASF believe we have an opportunity and an obligation to help farmers around the globe to address those needs and improve the environmental footprint of modern farming on a global scale. Now, as we've mentioned before, and this has been our strategy, our mantra for the last couple of years, innovation and new technical solutions are the backbone of our strategy to achieve our financial targets and goals. Depicted here on the left-hand side of the slide, our sales targets to the 2020 number, which is about a 6 billion euro sales target down the road. And the green line is basically showing our investment for research and development. As you can see, from 2007 to 2011, the green line is going up significantly with an expected further growth in the future. So we've basically increased our R&D funding 25% from 2007 to 2011, and we expect another significant increase in the range of 150 to 200 million euros from 2011 to 2020 in order to feed our portfolio, meet farmers' needs, and offer new innovative solutions on a global level. Now, on the right-hand side of the chart, depicted here is the investment needed in steel, in plants, in facilities. On a global level here, on average, the last couple of years, we've spent about 150 million euros annually in additional capacity or new facilities around the globe, and we see that number increasing to about 200 million from 2012 onwards because of the significant increase in demand in various categories, and those investments are in Europe, in North America, but also in Asia, in order to meet the globally growing demand down the road. We've also talked about our pipeline, the value of the pipeline, and the increase of the pipeline value, as we have explained it earlier this year. On this slide here depicted the sales, peak sales of products that have been introduced from 2002 to 2009, about 1.6 billion euros. And new products, either in launch or coming to the market, are adding another 1.2 billion euros. So altogether, 2.8 billion euros. We believe it's a balanced portfolio with good innovations coming for herbicides and fungicides. I will talk about those in a minute. Still light. We have to, I think, be honest and critical as well in insecticides. And we've started a new R&D activity around functional crop care. At the end of 2010, I will talk about the strategic objectives of this activity in a minute. So overall, peak sales value of the pipeline has been increased from 2.4 to 2.8 billion, which again is a reflection of the optimism and the positive results we expect from our investments in R&D. Now, talking in some more detail about new launches, recent launches, and technology that is coming to the market, I want to start with weed management. I think you're all aware of the rapid changes in the weed management systems here, especially in North America. And there are three examples on the slide. I want to spend a bit more time. Cultivans is the first one. It's an imi-tolerant soybean we have jointly developed with our colleagues from Plant Science and Embrapa, and this technology will come to the market in Brazil and in Argentina 2013-2014 as an alternative to the Roundup Ready system. Closer to home is obviously the Kixor family, very successfully launched in 2010, and it's a group of products, trademarks like Sharpen, Optil, Verdict, or there's one missing prefix. We expect this year to cover about 20 million acres with Kixor-based products in North America. Very successful adoption driven by the rapid development of wheat or resistant wheats, especially corn, cotton, and in the soybean market. And one additional technology we will bring in partnership together with Monsanto by the mid of this decade, around 2014-2015, the brand name of the chemical solution from BASF is Engenia. It's a dicamba-tolerant crop system that is jointly developed globally with Monsanto and launched first time here in North America, as mentioned earlier, 2014-2015. Obviously, a significant opportunity with the increase of wheat resistance. And there's about 90 million acres out there with Roundup Ready stacked, which obviously will convert it to a double stack down the road with dicamba, and that offers a platform for a very significant product launch for BASF together with Monsanto. On the bottom, the fungicide innovations, and here two products I want to talk about because they are currently also launched in the U.S. market. One is Inisium. It's a new fungicide with a new mode of action for specialty crops currently prepared for launch here in the U.S. And perhaps for us, the most significant innovation is Xemium. Products like Priaxo, Marivan, a couple of brands that are currently launched here in North America. It's a second-generation carboxamide, globally launched in more than 50 countries and more than 100 crops, a very significant launch for BASF in terms of scope and opportunity, comparable to the introduction of F500 or Headline, launched in 2003-2004 here in North America. So very exciting chemistries that are adding our portfolio and offering us a platform to build a solution concept for farmers also here in the U.S. and in Canada, obviously. I want to talk about that concept of integrated solution and moving away from just launching new products, new active ingredients. And we see basically three building blocks to achieve that concept of an integrated solution. The core and backbone of our strategy will remain control of wheat, of insects, or of diseases. But we are looking at additional services and trying to support farmers in their efforts to become more efficient and more profitable in the future. And the third bucket is resource and stress management. That's the concept we are trying to implement from an integrated solution perspective. And the concrete example I would like to share with you here is the corn life cycle, where we basically look at the first bucket with the fungicides and the introduction of Kixor, so control of disease and also of weeds as a starting point. In the service segment, there's basically three elements we are offering: a risk management tool, plant health hedging to take care of weather and currency fluctuations. We have developed with specialists an aerial software for improved application of fungicides and herbicides for airplane applications, especially in the corn crop here in the U.S. And the third piece, a recent launched initiative, is an on-target application academy, basically educating, supporting farmers to apply products in the most professional manner and way to avoid impact on the environment or off-target applications. And with regard to resource management, we see especially fungicide, in this case here, the recent successful introduction of Headline Amp as one way to not only improve yield, but also improve the health of the plant, the standability, the harvestability, and we see this as a significant add-on on top to providing just a chemical to control a disease or certain weeds. So that's what we see as an integrated solution concept, which is obviously used and developed also in different crops in different parts of the world to take a more integrated approach. Now, Harald has talked briefly about functional crop care, and as I've mentioned earlier, at the end of 2010, we have started with a small team, research and marketing people in Germany, to look at solutions beyond the conventional ag chem activities, which is basically our bread and butter business. We have framed that initiative functional crop care. We've identified the goals and the areas we want to focus on. So it's really trying to help farmers to improve their farming operation and their productivity. We have defined three focus areas. One is around plant health, so really understanding processes in the plant and how can chemical solutions beyond ag chem help growers to improve productivity and quality of their crop. The second bucket is nitrogen management. BASF has retained certain expertise in nitrogen management from the fertilizer business, and we are currently evaluating some of those technologies, but also scouting new technologies, how nitrogen use efficiency can be improved in farming, which is obviously one main driver for greenhouse gas emissions. And the third, and I would say the most challenging target, is obviously water management. With 70% of the drinkable water being used in agriculture, we are looking at BASF, but also third-party technologies, how water scarcity or limited water availability can be better managed in the future. We believe that BASF, with the broad technology base, with the expertise in many, many different disciplines, what we call the Verbund, has a strong synergy and a platform to leverage also in those new business areas. We expect a positive business contribution from these investments by 2015 latest. I want to talk about sustainability, and obviously we believe that farmers are doing a lot to take care of nature, take care of sustainable farming. We have developed the last 2 years a tool and branded it AgBalance. It's really a tool that is addressing those three pillars, the economic, societal, and ecological effects. Now, it's obviously a journey, and it's a journey that is trying to balance those three pillars. We have a very brief video clip, which I would ask the guys in the back to show, which is basically describing the concept, the model, and what AgBalance is addressing. So if we can start the clip, please. So this is obviously one first stop, trying to offer a tool to our customers, to farmers around the globe, to measure sustainability. Here mentioned some of the pilots we are running this year to validate the concept and making sure that we understand the dynamics in an ag chem, but also in a biological open space environment. And obviously, we are ready and willing to share the results of these studies in a peer review, but also open it up for critics, for discussion with NGOs, to make sure we are hopefully developing a more informed dialogue and better basis for discussion with our customers, with politicians, with NGOs, because that topic is obviously of key importance for the agricultural value chain in the future. And I want to share now with you a first case study we've recently completed, a corn case study from Iowa, which is basically looking at corn growing and corn production, comparing 2000, the year 2000, with 2010, and looking at the productivity of producing 1,000 kilograms of corn in those two periods. And the long and short of it, the summary is basically the 2010 corn production, in this case in Iowa, is about 42% more sustainable than it was back in the year of 2000. We are breaking those indicators and KPIs down. Now I need my cheat sheet to give you the explanations in some more detail. 30% improvement in economic sustainability, and that is largely driven by improved productivity and yield. In Iowa, productivity has increased from 144 bushels per acre to 174, obviously one key driver, plus improved farm profitability from higher commodity prices in 2010, if you compare this with 2000. With the year 2000. The improved environmental footprint, the 33%, is largely driven by the adoption of BT, the reduction of old soil insecticides, so a shift in use pattern, use of more environmentally acceptable technology is a large driver behind this significant improvement in the environmental footprint. And the social indicators significantly improved, mainly due to the improved worker training, but also the changing in the proprietary setting of farming, more female owners of farms in this case here in Iowa. So all three indicators, basically as a conclusion, show a significantly improved sustainable footprint. And we believe with those studies, but also with experience, we'll gain in different crops in different parts of the world, we can hopefully make a contribution to a more informed and better quality discussion in public. Now, the last slide, is because I'm seeing my blinking lights here that I'm overrunning, I want to talk about the concept of open innovation. BASF has opened already years ago in Latin America. We have an open innovation concept called Top Ciencia or Top Science. There's about 18 countries participating in that concept, more than 800 researchers only focusing on ag chem needs and requirements, and we are using this platform, this expertise, to really address some of the specific topics in a crop, and these guys have mainly helped us to also better understand the plant health effect in different crops in Latin America. We're obviously extending that effort also to North America, and here a couple of initiatives mentioned from our North American teams here, the Kixor panel helping us to launch and position new technology, a team cooperating with NC State University and USDA on nitrogen management and water management as one of the growth buckets we have addressed. So I think if we summarize our strategy, we believe opening up, cooperating with farmers, with institutions, with universities, and with scientists is our path forward to create sustainable solutions for farmers in North America and around the globe. Thank you very much.